I'm in school, right? And mm-hmm. I went to go grab my headphones. I don't know, because I don't remember doing this when we were younger. But when at this school, they celebrate their 100th day there in school. The kindergarten do, nobody else. And there's this list. I remember last year's list, because this one class prints the list out. And it's like kindergarten at 100. So these little 5-year-olds, five or six-year-olds, talk about what they want to be doing when they're 100 years old. I'm going to give y'all some of these, because some of them are funny.
I'm already tickled.
Some of these are funny. And some one of them is real. But, and I'm surprised they put this on here, but all right. So I'm not going to give you the names of the kids, but one person put nap. Another person put wear glasses. It's cool. Watch TV. What else is on? Watch the news. Watch my phone. All right. Then there's be in the hospital. Parentheses, and grandkids will visit.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, wait. You weren't really thinking far ahead. That not only are you probably going to be ill at 100, you have a family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all right.
That had kids. Like, your kids has had kids.
Yo, you five, you thinking this deep. Beat the Ender Dragon, which it says in Minecraft. Play video games. Cool. Work. I love this optimism. Read the newspaper. I don't know if the newspaper will still be alive in 95 years.
Shit, it's barely alive now.
Somebody said go in a wheelchair, drink Coca-Cola. What else? Be huge and break my house. Kids are so funny.
So what I'm gathering is y'all have grandparents who y'all assume is 100.
Yes.
And this is what you see them
exactly.
doing.
Watch YouTube, eat Domino's pizza, and play Fortnite. And here's the one. Nat be alive. And it's on this list. And I wonder what the conversation was like. Now, listen, that's probably the most realistic. A lot of us are not making it to 100.
Yeah.
But... okay, all right. Sleep in the bed for 100 days, get anything I want, have a walking cane, walk very slow, and somebody said work. I'm not working at 100. I don't care if I have all my faculties. Not happening. Not at all. Oh, shoot, I don't even want to work at 70, so I never work at 100.
I don't want to work now.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. So I forgot what I was telling. I was like, man, I need to just start playing the lottery. Then I asked her, would you be mad, like, if I had won? And that mad, like, joking, like, damn, I just went through nursing school, all this, and you done won, like, $2.5 million. Like, I was like, oh, wait, where's my, oh, it's on here. I was like, where is the, what you call it at? My notes that we got to talk about today. All right. First things first, while we talking about kids, Melissa got her first job, and
okay.
I don't think she's ready for it. I don't think. You have,
is it like a retail job?
No, she actually works at the school. So Okay. You know this. If a lot of people don't know this, but if you work at a school, there are some procedures you have to go through before you get to work at a school. So she had to get mm-hmm. fingerprinted and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she's working for the theater department. And two things stick out. One, she counting her money before it happens. So she's
true
like,
true black
right,
form. Yeah, just true millennial.
I get $14 an hour, and I'm working this. How much money should I be getting on my check? Which is smart because you never know. Sometimes they mess up on your checks
mm-hmm.
or whatever. But two, her not being able to pre-plan, like, her long day. So she's on that bus around 6:30, 6:45. And then there's some days where she's not getting off at till 8:30 at night. And it makes no sense for her to come home and then go back. So she's staying there. And then last night she got off at 10. And that realizing, like, should I be packing a lunch? Should I be doing this? And I'm telling Sarah, what you should do is get, I think they're going to do this when they get her check. Because she already has a banking account, but she don't have a debit card. But I was like, get her a debit card or one that you control and you put money on so she can start using Uber Eats and stuff like that when you hungry. Mm-hmm. And then this is the thing. I was thinking about my way to work because it happened a couple of days ago. Our generation tries to, it's not belittle the other generation, but try to explain you guys have it good or you guys don't know what it's like. Two examples that we use a lot, what we use often is cartoons. Like, yo, we had Saturday morning, that's all we had. Y'all got cartoons all day, blah, blah. Another one is we have to go out to get music. We had to go to the store. We had to spend money. And we sat with that album, whether we liked it or not, because this is all we're going to get, blah, blah. And while those examples are good, video games come in there too, because now y'all get Game Pass and y'all can have a whole bunch of games, right?
Right.
The kids can't experience that, right? You can't make them go and buy music. Even if you did, like, where are you going? Target has some vinyl. Best Buy don't have it anymore. And they could just hop on YouTube if they didn't have a Spotify or whatever and find music. Cartoons, how are you going to take that away from them, blah, blah. Video games, same thing. The one great equalizer is that Wi-Fi. Boy, they lose their mind. She came home one day and the internet was acting up. And Sarah explained the Wi-Fi, and she was just like, what am I supposed to do? And I was like, what are you supposed to do? This wasn't even a thing when we were kids. Like, we had no idea. All our internet, when we had it, was wired. And you couldn't pick up a phone. But they lose their mind over Wi-Fi if it's not working.
I mean, all their stuff is connected to the Wi-Fi.
But it's the funny part is, it's not like she don't have a cellular phone and we got good reception. Like, it's fine. It won't be as fast, I guess. But you'll be all right. You will live. Not only that, but we also lived in the era where, and it's been long, it's been so long since I've had any friends deal with this, when your phone would be off, and then, you know, you'll jump on Facebook real quick, like, right now my phone is off. So hit me up on here, or I'll be back.
Or you need a new phone, like, you like, my phone broke, I'm waiting on the next one.
Golly. So those moments, kids, you'll be all right, man. I promise you, you'll be fine without some Wi-Fi. You won't lose your mind or anything like that. Anyway, how's your week going? You good? You fine?
It's going.
It's going.
Are you
excited for the weekend? I mean, it's a rainy day here in the Chicagoland area.
I want to take a nap so bad because this rain is just doing it to me. Plus, I've been up and out all day. Fridays have kind of turned into mommy-daughter days because all her appointments be on Friday. So I took her to physical therapy and occupational therapy. And then we went out to Cooper's Hawk for lunch. And then we was stopping into T-Mobile because her phone is acting funny. And I'm like, it's about time you get a new one. Anyway, but we didn't think because I'm so used to carrying everything of my mom. Like, I have her, like, her debit card. Cause, you know, she's in the house all the time. Like, if I need to get something, I just use a card or my card or whatever. I had her card. I'm not used to her really needing things. She'll grab her phone, her glasses, and that'll be, like, it, right? So we go to T-Mobile. And they're like, oh, yeah, let me see your ID. And we was like, oops. She was like, you know, we should probably carry that anyway, though. I was like, you're right. We probably should.
Yeah.
But we couldn't get nothing done. So I'm going to end up getting on the computer and just seeing if I can order her a new phone, maybe.
What's your mom's current phone? What is she rocking right now?
She has my old iPhone 8.
And it's the 8 and not the, what was the big one's called? Plus. It's not 8 Plus, or is it just 8?
Oh, shit. I think it's just a plus. I mean, I think it's just the 8.
Yeah, yeah. Because Sarah likes the small phones, and she's always like, I'm going to have to go to the store to feel these phones, you know, just to see how they feel in my hands. So that's why I was wondering, like, your mom's older, obviously, than my wife. So I was like, she cool with the bigger phone? I think my mama has a bigger phone, though. I think she got, like, a 15 or a 14, you know, 9 Pro or whatever. Anything else I was thinking about before we actually go through the list? This week has been fine. No kids. Back to back. This is the quiet days. I love this. I can't wait for, what's this call it? Summer break coming. Look forward to that because it's really quiet around then. And then, what, anything? I don't know. I think we could probably get into, the Cooper's Hawk, because you brought up Cooper's Hawk real quick. I'm waiting for the Cooper's Hawk to open up the street because I want to do, I don't know if I probably did mention this. I want to do, join their Wine of the Month Club or whatever.
Yes.
For Sarah, like, there you go. Now you can just try wines or whatever. So before we do the new news, there's one thing I forgot to bring up when we talked about Mia Culpa last week.
What's that?
Vibe put together. What was this? What's the headline? Because I know that Silk
Vibe still exist. Vibe?
Yeah. Sarah says the same thing. She's like, Vibe still a thing? Yes, Vibe.com, Vibe magazine. 6 guilty pleasure films to binge following Mea Culpa. So obviously, hold up. Obviously, I wasn't in a Mea Culpa mood when I saw this list. But I wanted to see how many of the movies I actually have seen on this list. So the first movie is Butter/Never Too Big.
What the fuck is that?
It came out in 1998 and it stars Shamar Moore.
I've never even heard of this movie.
No. Then it was Motives, another Shamar Moore movie with Vivica A. Fox.
I've heard of Motives, though.
This was from 2004. It says, an erotic thriller stars Shamar Moore as Emery Sims, Vivica A. Fox as Constance Connie Sims, Sean Blakemore as Brandon Collier. Emery is, y'all have to give me everybody, is a high-profile businessman who winds up in an adulterous fling with a free-spirited vixen, Alana. So, Golden Brooks is Alana James. All right, cool.
Okay.
They put Twa/Twa 2. I've seen Twa.
Okay.
Didn't go watch Twa 2 because I was like, what are we going to do? Get a new third partner? Oh, this time I'm going to be a guy? Like, y'all know how this works. Uninvited Guest. Definitely have seen this movie. That's the one with
Mekhi
Phifer and one of the dudes from Boys to Men is in it. And they're all like held hostage. That movie was hilariously bad.
You know what? Speaking of Boys to Men.
Okay.
Wanye has got to be the most self-censored person I have ever.
What do you do now?
How you name all your kids Wanye?
Oh, he did the George Foreman.
He did. And then named their musical group Wanye.
Okay. Wait, hold on. How do we not know this, though? Because it's not like he just had quadruplets or whatever. Like, how do we not?
No, he just had, because I guess they have different nicknames. Like, you know, you call them something different, but all their names is Wanye.
Okay, hold on.
And then you name their musical fucking group Wanye. Like, what?
So Wanye Morris married Tracy Nash in 2002. They have 6 children together. This is from Wikipedia. Including 4 sons who are in an R&B boy band called Wan Moore.
So, Wan Moore, yeah.
And 2 daughters. And then Morris married Amber Reyes in 2019 without being legally divorced. How that happened then? How he married?
And they not married.
From Tracy. Floyd Mayweather and Boyz II Men member attended the wedding. Which one, though? Like the Amber Reyes one? Oh, it got to be because Floyd probably wasn't bit Floyd in 2002. But how that work? So he named all the kids. Who do you blame? Him or her? Like, is you going to let any man? I know. Now, listen. Let me preface this. I know you're not having no kids. But if you're having kids, you wouldn't let a man name the kids Wanye? No way.
No
way, Wanye. Is the group good?
We got to use that as the new instead of no way, Jose. No way, Wanye.
Wait, let me finish this list, though, because you might not have seen any of those, but you've seen Plug Love, because we had to watch that because of this movie, because of this pod. Then it was Gun Hill with Lorenz Tate, and I thought that was the one we saw, but that was another one with Lorenz Tate, and who was else in it? Lorenz Tate and Megan Good was in a movie together, and we watched it because it was a bad movie. I forgot what it was called.
Is this during the time of watching our bad movies?
Yes, this is when it happened, because I thought that when I saw this movie, I thought that was what it was, and I was like, wait. And then in Gun, he plays 2 characters. One was like this hood dude, and another one is a cop. And the hood dude gets killed, so now he got to go undercover as the cop goes undercover as the hood dude. So I was like, oh no, we didn't watch this one.
Oh no, that's not it. What is the Deuces? That was the movie.
Deuces is the one we saw.
Yeah.
Y'all really had us watching these bad movies. Like, oh, that's the list. They should have threw Deuces on there. We got our first big breakup of the year. I don't know if you saw
who
that.
Who broke up?
Miami Beach and Spring Break. They put out a whole PSA.
Hey, we need to talk.
This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us. It's you. We just want different things.
Our idea of a good time is relaxing on the beach.
Hitting up the spa.
Or checking out a new restaurant.
You just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws.
Do you even remember what happened last March?
Talking about don't come here. We done with y'all. What did they say they was going to do? Oh, they're going to be curfews.
All I know is they was talking about $100 parking. And I was like, y'all is wild.
Yeah, it was curfews, bag checks, restricted beach access, DUI checkpoints, $100 parking, strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence.
What about the people who live there, though? Like, what if they was going to something they needed to park?
Yeah. How that worked. Do you got to prove you're a citizen, like when you live in Hawaii or Las Vegas and try to get the cheap hotel price? Or even Disney World in Florida, you can prove that you're like, oh, no, I live here, so y'all ain't charging me out-of-state prices. It got to be. Or you just avoid it, I guess, for a couple of weeks in March, because I don't know if all the colleges go at the same time, so I don't know if it's going to be just 1 week or two. But, yeah. Did you ever want to go to Miami back in the day when we used to watch Spring Break on MTV?
It was never Miami. It was always like Cancun or something. I wanted to do like the Cancun one.
Yeah, I did. Damn, they got so big that it now was dead.
Yeah.
It is dead. They got so big that they'll beat those three different spots. Those are the days. That's another thing. Like, you kids will never understand us coming home from school.
You know what they have now, and it may not be spring break. It'd be the city takeovers.
Where cities is happening, though? I don't.
Like, it'll be like, you know, Memphis takeover, Houston takeovers, or like, and I'd be like, how do y'all even know about these takeovers? But it'll just be a whole bunch of people that go and they take over a city.
Okay. During college week, or is it like this not in the summer or something? Or is this...
I don't know how they select the days or what the logic is. I just know I never hear about it until it's happening.
Until it
and
happens.
And they'd be like, oh yeah, we're taking over Houston. And literally everybody and their mama would be in this city. And you'd be like, who planned this? Is this a Facebook group? How do we get here?
All right, hold up. Do kids still, I mean, my goddaughter does use Facebook. My niece, no. She is a TikTok baby. I'm trying to see if anybody else young still uses Facebook. And did Facebook or any social media platform, is it ruined the moment parents get on there? For like young
parents
people.
Parents been on there though. No, kids is new.
I know that. But think about our generation, right? Mm-hmm. I have said that I got on Facebook. Well, you still had to have a college email address.
Email address, yeah.
So got on there, and then I dealt with late as time grew, my mom, my aunties, and everybody getting on there. That's different from, you know, because my grandparents passed away in 08 and 09, and then one passed away in 2015. They never set foot on there. Now there's kids like my grandma, like my niece grandma has a Facebook. So would she ever touch Facebook? Like, grandma got one of those. That's old. That's what I'm thinking, like how these kids look now. Like, nah, we good. That's where the old folks is at. Maybe they just be TikTok. And then how does that translate into dating websites? Like, do they ever lose cool if your mom or your dad be like, I'm on Tinder too? And you're like, why you tell me that? Now I got to find something else. Like, yo,
I think the difference with those type of things is, people can lie, but things really need to be age limited.
Do you mean social media or dating?
Both.
Okay.
Shit. Like, no, meaning like if your mom's single and she wants to get back in the dating world and she's 55 or 60 or whatever the case may be. Once I put in this age, you shouldn't even be able to see me.
Yeah, that's true. Hold on.
To even know I'm on here.
Speaking of dating, what do you think, because it encompasses a lot. What do you think you're the best at when, hypothetically speaking, it is somebody you know particularly well? Do you think you are better at finding them a potential match, finding them a movie/TV show/music they're into, finding them a restaurant that they will love? What do you think you're...
Two out of three. I'll pretend to be nobody's matchmaker. We're not even going to do that because people are weird. But I can... I say weird because I think about some of my friends and they have such a wide range of people that they date. Like, it's not like it's stuck in a box. Like, oh, this is their type of person. The only thing I can say is maybe, like, I know this particular person like tall, light-skinned men. I know this type of person may like, you know, I call them shea butter baby type.
Okay.
the Grand Horizons and stuff. Like they, you know, they have that type. But then I'll look at them and be like, yeah, but I done seen you date older, younger, you know, black or white or whatever. Like, I got nothing for you. I'm not even gonna pretend to match make shit.
So media and food.
Yeah.
I
can put you in your activity that you like, and I know I can get you some good food. I'm not about to pretend to hook you up.
Here's the thing I will say. I think hookups are tricky, and it's best to stay out of them. I probably are better at telling you who not to date, though.
Yeah.
I probably be like, nah, that ain't what you want. Oh, man. Speaking of,
I can do.
Did you see the video of Jess Hilarious and Chico Bean? Did you see this?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Look, when I first got the Wildin' Out, I was like, oh my gosh, I like this nigga. He quiet and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, he ain't all over the place. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he ain't wildin'.
Pick it up, pick it and kill it. Whatever that shit is.
That wasn't even out when I first got there. That was a later game.
That was a later game.
Yeah,
sure.
So I tried to throw some game on him. But he was like, oh, don't you have a boyfriend? I'm like, who the fuck be worried about that? You know what I mean?
Me.
Like, who? Yeah, right.
I come from out the ghetto. Niggas will kill you by the Jess Hilarious in my hood. You know what I mean?
But
I don't play them games.
My boyfriend, he wasn't that type of nigga. So that's the
what
thing.
What type of nigga was he?
That's why, I did. That's why I was going that chick. I'm like, okay, nah, you cool. You know
he
what I'm saying?
He quiet, he low.
Right. But he really, like, funny. Like, he down to earth. It's just, I'm like, all right, cool. So I told him that I broke up with him. I'm like, say it like, what's up now? He was like, you didn't break up with him. Like, no, you didn't. And I didn't, but I'm like, this nigga gay. Like, how you not?
You see how fucked up that is? You see that fucked up?
Because he wasn't interested.
Just because you don't want that pussy, yeah. I don't want none. That's crazy. That's
crazy.
Chico Bean was on The Breakfast Club, and they got to talking. They were talking about how Jess Hilarious was shooting her shot at Chico Bean, and he turned her down. And he explained that she had a boyfriend, and she was like, so what? What that mean? Which, like, it was weird for Jess Hilarious to have that energy after that. But then we find out later on she lies about breaking up with old dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I don't want those kind of problems. And she was like, well, he wasn't even that type anyway. So long story short, she thought that Chico Bean was gay because he didn't want to holler at her. I never understand why women think like this. Here's a weird part about it, though. Women get this. To me, women come to that conclusion due to other men, right? So I've had it where, like, oh, I thought you were gay because you didn't touch me. And I was like, why the fuck would I keep hanging out with you, though? Like, I was at the age, and plus, the people be like, you're honest. So I wouldn't be like, if I don't want to be with a girl, we would be really on some friend type shit or whatever. Or you would have just known I was gay if I was gay. But women, they're like, oh, well, you didn't touch me, blah, blah. And then he ended up explaining to her, because I don't know if y'all don't know, Chico Bean is very noncommittal when it comes to relationships. And he said, you're the type of person that I tell you I mess with a lot of women, and then you get mad because I mess with a lot of women and try to pretend like I don't tell you that. And she had to own up to that part. The conversation too, but I thought it was just fascinating that her grown ass, who was pregnant, happy in a relationship, really was like, mm-hmm. I thought you was gay because you didn't want it. Because can men not just turn that? Is, you know what? You know, they'd be like,
I mean, you take all that away. I thought it was interesting that she was shooting her shot at Chico B to begin with. Like, I don't know why, but in my head, he just never really seemed like her type.
Do you think it was more so opposites attract? Cause she is so loud. Cause she was like, he quiet, and then I was like, damn, what the fuck? Would you try to talk? I'm quiet. Like, now you definitely would have been like, oh, you gay? Cause you didn't want to talk to me. I'm like, no.
It maybe it was the mystery of him.
I can see
that
too.
She was attracted to if he was quiet or whatever. Plus, I mean, maybe she could be physically attracted to him, whatever the case might be. I just was like, Chico, really, Jess? Like, he just didn't give me, from what I can see via the screen, because I don't know this man. They seem like they would be good friends, but I just didn't see him being her type.
Another thing, though, that obviously we are not accounting for is the fact that he's funny. And women are attracted.
I definitely thought that, because you can make a person laugh. That can take you real far.
Yeah, so I was like, she could have been like, he is really funny. Because to me,
his personality is probably amazing.
Yeah, out of 85 South, it is him. It goes him, then Carlos, then DC. And not that DC isn't funny, DC is visual. Like, I can hear a Chico Bean story and laugh or Carlos Milster. DC, I'd be like, I need to see your face because I know you are making some faces over there, and I need that to encompass all the funniness that you're going to be giving.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we didn't talk about this on Love & Hip Hop. I really don't know what MTV and VH1 are doing, because you can watch, if I'm watching Love & Hip Hop Miami, which is on VH1, they will advertise for Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, which is on MTV. I could be watching Love & Hip Hop Atlanta on MTV and get an advertisement for Celebrity Squares, which is on BET. Why did
Celebrity Squares is on BET?
Yeah, it's now on BET. So you're like, why are y'all
let
not
me
just
tell you how
channel?
I don't realize they be different channels. This is gonna tell you the honest to God truth. That is one big channel to me.
They should really be, because I can't tell you other than Love & Hip Hop coming on Tuesday on MTV, followed by what's the other show? Caught in the Act, which looks so fake in those promos. I'm like, what is going on? And then on Monday, I know on VH1 there is Love & Hip Hop Miami, followed by The Impact. But what the rest of the week, I have no idea what y'all show. Meanwhile,
I mean, I don't even know that. You telling me that I only get because it's on my DVR.
Yeah, that's it. But meanwhile, Bravo, which I feel like both of these channels failed to be. Sarah, I'm like, Sarah, what's today? Oh, Vanderpump Rules Day. What's today? Oh, this is Miami night, like for Real Housewives. Up Sunday, I know the black shows are coming on that night. Potomac. Mm-hmm. I could set my calendar to Bravo. Like, why can't I not do this to MTV, BET, or VH1?
I can't set my calendar to Bravo, though. You ain't never lied. Although I only watch the black show.
Bad Boys 4 is on the way. How excited are you?
Child, I had forgot they was making it.
Yeah. So Will Smith,
I saw them talking about, when we get together, it's a great time. I was like, what is it about? What? Martin looked like he is overacting.
So Will said they wrapped and it's coming June 7th. I'm like, okay,
that's like around the corner.
It is. And I think a lot of people were talking about how they didn't watch Bad Boys 3. Bad Boys 3 is one of the few movies released before COVID hit. That was in January of 2020.
I watched it. I don't remember it, but I watched it.
I remember the big thing was Will Smith had a half black, half Mexican son. That was that.
Oh, with the big house that catch on fire or something like that. Is that one?
Yeah. I think, so I remember that part. I hope Gabrielle's back for part 4. Like, y'all could have used her. No, you wasn't a fan of Gabrielle Union and Will Smith?
I mean, no. I didn't. That one stand out the most, if I'm being honest, out of all the Bad Boys.
Yeah, because it has Shake Your Tail Feather every 2 minutes.
That is very true. That is very... How much did y'all get paid? The way they used that song, it was kind of... What was the other one? I think it was Head of State that had a song that played the whole damn movie. God dang it.
I had gave up. By the time Head of State came out, I think I was done with Chris Rock as a movie star. But I did actually see Top 5, so I can't even hold you with that one.
I want to say it's Head of State that had the song that they played throughout the whole daggone movie, too.
That's the one with Bernie Mac, right?
Yeah.
2003, Head of State. Robin Givens.
Damn, was that
03? Yo, listen how time be timing. Y'all don't be paying attention. Don't be paying attention at all. Yeah, that was. I'm trying to see if they had a soundtrack. That's what I want to look at and go through these songs and see what was on this sound. Okay, here we go. What They Think of You by Nate Dogg. Who We Be by DMX. Was that the 03 Bonnie and Clyde Jay Z song? Oh, Hot in Here. Did they play that a lot?
Maybe it was Hot in Here.
Huh. Yeah, The Humpty Dance. Nothing with Pharrell Williams. The Next Episode with Dre and Snoop. The Roof is on Fire. Now, a lot of these songs I don't know no more.
Maybe it was a Head of State. I don't know. But I remember there being another black-esque movie that they just play like the one song throughout the whole daggone movie.
Yeah. It was like, all right, look, it's almost like when you watch, I guess I didn't watch Madam Web or whatever, and it was like it's Pepsi all up in it or Sierra, a Starry Mess, not Sierra or whatever. And you're just like, well, that's the paid advertising they did. For
what's so
placement.
Funny is nobody asks for these things. You go to these drive-thrus and you ask for a Sprite, and you've been getting a Sierra Mist, which now you're just getting a Starry. But you always ask for a Sprite because you don't know.
Oh, are you that? Because Sarah, we go to restaurants and she'll be the what? Y'all got Coke products? or Pepsi products. And she's like, all right, then I just want a lemonade. I don't know why people just not fans of Pepsi. Pepsi was fine with me when I was drinking pop. I don't have a problem. While we're on restaurants, Applebee's and IHOP are coming together. Did you see
how any? Does that work?
I don't know. So they're going to be launching, I think, 25 combo restaurants.
Shut up. Just why?
Because what else? They got nothing else to do. They're looking at life like...
The world listen, is going to hell.
It is. Is IHOP your breakfast spot? I feel bad for these breakfast spots now. I'm going to keep it real. This is why. For the longest time, IHOP and Denny's held us down. We mm-hmm. would go there in the middle of the night because both of them 24 hours, depending where mm-hmm. you live, or early in the morning, grab you some breakfast. Now that these little breakfast-only spots have showed up,
yeah.
it's a wrap. Nobody can ever wake me up for
IHOP. Unless you want breakfast in the middle of the night.
That's true. But like waking up early, you go into a breakfast spot that got a brunch menu, some unlimited... bottomless mimosas. Yeah, I was gonna say unless like there's a word that they use. Yeah, that's nah. They can't.
Me and my mom today too, because she was like, "Let's go get food." And I said, "Okay." And we was up the street from our little brunch spot, and she was like, "Do we want to go to the brunch spot?" I had made breakfast. It was early because it's before her appointment, so it was like 8:30, and then at this point, it was like 1:00. So she was like, "Should we go to the brunch?" I was like, "Well." She said, like, "Do they serve anything else than brunch?" I said, "No, they are a brunch spot. That is it. You might get some salad, or you can get like you know how some people could do like they'll have like lamb chops.
Yeah.
To prepare the lamb chops and something, but usually it's like lamb chop and eggs or whatever the case may be." And she was like, "Huh? Well, I don't want the brunch." I'm like, "Yeah, exactly." Now had they had a whole menu for the rest of the day, I'm like, "Oh, and then here's the other part." It's the dinner restaurants that open at 4.
Yeah.
So now you have just the brunch spots, and then you have just 3, the dinner spots.
And just the dinner spots. That's all you getting. Has anybody called you on Twitter yet?
No, I don't even be on Twitter.
Well, yeah, they've made audio and video calls available to all users. But they're rolling it out. It used to be a paid subscriber thing. And by default, every Twitter user is able to receive calls from accounts they follow or having their address book.
It's me heading to Twitter.
To be able to call another user, they must have sent you a DM at least once before. So that might be a good thing or a bad thing. But you can go in the X app.
Look at that. It is a phone and a camera.
Don't you?
Look at that.
Yeah, you can turn it off by going into your direct messages.
I'm gonna say this person don't have it. Does that mean they don't follow me? He follows me.
Yeah, it's because it's rolling out, so they might not have it yet. That's what that might
Look
mean.
At that.
So yeah, go into your direct messages, hit the gear icon on the top right, which will take you to the settings for your messages, and you can toggle off or enable audio and video calling to prevent anyone from calling you. It hasn't been a problem yet. So, I mean, I don't have the app on my phone. I didn't even check it.
I mean, I just don't know why people really be like, "You don't need any other app. Just use us." Because everybody you can call or video voice, you can do it on like damn near every app.
Yeah. Yeah. Every app is trying to become a one-stop shop.
And it's hard to do that because everybody use apps for different reasons.
Exactly. No matter what, I still think of Instagram as pictures, even though they have the stories. And I like stories. They were cool. But it's just sad sometimes when you do go on Instagram and you be like, "Man, nobody posts no pictures no more, huh? Just all videos."
I don't even scroll through sometimes no more. I just immediately check the stories.
Yeah, I'm like, "All right, let's see who's doing stories." All right, the Oscars are this weekend.
Yay.
And I have 2 more movies to watch to finish my best picture. I think that's what it was. So very quickly, because you didn't watch any of these movies. Let's go through. I feel like I'm having feedback. some of these. We already talked about Barbie. I already talked about Oppenheimer. I seen Killers of the Flower Moon, which has to be the longest movie I've ever seen. It's 3 hours and 26 minutes. Real good movie.
Ain't that the same length as one of them damn Infinity movies? Avenger movie.
I think it's like three. It's almost 3 hours, a little over 3 hours, but it wasn't 3.5 hours. But yeah, it's close. That's why I said it passed it. Good movie. I think Lily Gladstone, who plays the lead, the woman lead, is probably going to end up winning Best Actress Lead. I think that's how they pronounce it. I don't know how they do it.
Lead Actress.
Yeah, Best Lead Actress. It takes place in the early 1900s, and it's kind of weird. I was watching it, right? And it is this tragic moment in Native American history where these Native Americans found oil on their land, and then white people got jealous and said, they shouldn't be in charge of all that money. We should be in charge of the money. And it got ruled that, yeah, you're right. So they had to go to the bank to get their own damn money, kind of how Wendy Williams was going through her thing, right? But not only that, other people have showed up in this town and started marrying these women, having kids with them, and then killing the women. So the money would come all back to them. So now the movie is set as a murder mystery, and you're trying to figure out, not you, as the Lily Gladstone's character, Molly, I think that's her name. She's trying to figure out what's going on. And then obviously the FBI gets involved in this and everything. But here's the wild
part. How long is this movie?
3 hours and 26 minutes.
Oh, this movie. Okay.
Yes. So Killers of the Flower Moon is on Apple TV. Here's the wild part about it. Takes place in Oklahoma, and they mention Black Wall Street. They watch a movie of it. Because you know how back in the day in the theater, you would watch a cartoon, a newsreel. So it was part of the newsreel. So when like shit really hits the fan, they're like, it's just like Tulsa. It's just like Tulsa. And so you watch the movie and you're like, man, if this was a black movie. Oh, no. You know what? I take that back. If it was a slave movie, I wouldn't have watched it. but if they want to do a Black Wall Street movie, I definitely would watch it. I'm like,
I would watch that. And I know we all be saying like, we so tired of seeing the black, but I would watch a Tulsa movie.
Yeah. My favorite so far, I think it's 1A, 1B, is American Fiction. And that's with Jeffrey Wright, Tracy Ellis Ross, Sterling K. Brown, because I think I messed his name up a couple episodes ago, and Erica Alexander. We have been deprived of having Erica Alexander on the big screen. You saw American Fiction?
I didn't, but I know that we've been deprived of. I've seen like the trailers and them talk about it and stuff like that, and I keep saying I need to get around to do it. But Erica Alexander, hopped on the Wu-Tang series.
Oh, yeah, I only seen season one, so I just... I gotta watch it. She is so good in this movie. It's about this black writer who... his publisher, or maybe the publishers, not his agent, want him to write a book for black people, quote unquote. And he's like, I am black. He's like, no, you got to write like a hood drama. And Issa Rae is in it too. She's good in this as well.
Oh, I didn't know she was in there.
Yeah, a lot of stars. Really well done. Quick too. Like, it moves fast. And it's so, it's about life-lifing. When y'all watch this movie, you're going to be like, dang, you got to go through so much. And this happens, blah, blah. But like that, the 1B got to be Poor Things with Emma Stone, who was, she probably going to lose to Killers of the Flower Moon, Lily Gladstone. But this movie, I implore everybody to go in blind. I don't even know. I watched the trailer afterwards. I'm like, I don't even know if this would have helped you. And I try to show it to Sarah. And she's like, what do you have me watching? I'm like, this might be one of your favorite movies if you finish this out. So hopefully tonight we can watch it. It is set maybe in the 1800s, 1900s. But it feels like, I talked about this on Love and Hip Hop, it feels like a Tim Burton movie, but it's rated R. Because when you see, it's so cosmetically appealing, like these sets they're at, and it's very sexual. I will say that. It is a very sexual movie, and that's all. I
always feel like all the Oscar movies be so deep.
It is and it isn't. Like, you could really watch this movie and be like, oh, this was fun. Or you could watch a movie like, oh, this. To me, Poor Things is a better Barbie movie than Barbie. Like, how Barbie's trying to say how men and patriarchy is, Poor Things can go there because it's rated R. Where Barbie is PG-13 and it's about a toy. And you'd be like, well, we want kids to see this too. Talk about Oppenheimer. Past Lives, I watched that. interesting movie. It's about relationships, about these two kids who get who are like childhood sweethearts, get separated because one kid moves to, they're Korean, I should have put that there, moves to Toronto. They reconnect 12 years later, actually like 20 years later, and it goes places, especially if you've had a past love and got back up with them later on in life. I think that's really going to connect with those people. In Maestro, which is with Bradley Cooper. Pro tip to just a warning, because Past Lives deals with Korean people and stuff. It's the subtitles in that movie a lot of subtitles. Like it starts off with subtitles, but she does move to America and she speaks English there. But when she talks to Korean people, it's back to Korean. I didn't know that when I was watching. I was like, oh, let me put this. All right, let's go. Maestro with Bradley Cooper is a good biopic, but if you've seen the biopic where a person, because he's the American composer, Lenny Bernstein, I should have looked him up. The only thing when they went through the movie I know he did was, I was familiar with, was West Side Story. I was like, oh, yeah, I've seen West Side Story, so I've heard that music. But so into the work. Don't pay attention to anybody else, and you have a wife who's putting up with your shit. That's what that was about. And I just got Anatomy of a Fall, which I believe is about a woman suspected of killing her husband, and Zone of Interest, which takes place during the Holocaust, but doesn't show the Holocaust. That's that. And I'm not watching the Oscars because I don't like long-ass award shows. I will catch the clips when they drop. That's about that.
We'll see what's the highlight of this year. Because I feel like the Oscars got to have some monumental something, moment in it.
Something. Sad news, though. She's not going to be brought up in the Oscars. But the lady who where is it at? Oh, back here. Janice Burgess, creator of The Backyardigans, died at the age of 72.
Aww.
And the only reason I know about The Backyardigans because I had to babysit my goddaughter, and she would watch it. And it was funny because we used to be like, you look like Uniqua. And then when I hung out with her before she went to college, she's like, I don't like The Backyardigans because people say I look like Uniqua. And I was like, oh, so the kids you grew up with be like, hey, you look like the little, you look like Uniqua. And plus we was like, Uniqua's the black one because look at her name. Her name is Uniqua.
Yeah.
So yeah, she passed away. That's a creator of hit children's series. Backyardigans has died at the age of 72. No cause of death has been revealed, but the tragic news was confirmed by fellow animation writer Frank Fracaswell, Fracaswell, Hyman, on Instagram. Speaking of death, Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball, he died, right, at the age of 68. And Dragon Ball was very influential to me because it was one of the first animes I watched as a kid. At the age of 68, right, he died last week. The news hit today.
Oh, wow.
Not only did he die, I think March 1st, he was already been buried.
Surrounded by wow.
I said, this how y'all do it in Japan? Shoot. So I woke up this morning learning about it. You know, Friday the 8th. I was like, what? So rest in peace to both of them. And then before we get into Real Housewives of Potomac, do you want to explain some what's going on with Love is Blind? Because somebody got
I ain't watch it.
Oh, I'm gonna say somebody got left at the altar.
I ain't watch it. I don't know. I could after last season. I just ain't been interested. I ain't even finished last season.
Dang, they lost you.
They did. They gonna have to do some. Cause now to me, it feels like people are going on the show to have a moment. Like they trying to. Yeah. It just don't feel genuine no more.
That's what happens with a lot of reality TV shows. I explained this to Sarah. I was like, man, the first few years are good because you're trying to get your feet, your footing. After that, it's like, oh, I know this person really did really well. I'm going to be a duplication of them, an imitation of them.
Yeah, like,
and I'm gonna take it to 11. And he's like, but you're not authentic.
And then it'd be like the people who were jerks are really genuinely like the beginning seasons for like y'all was just genuinely a jerk. Like now I'm like y'all purposely go on here gaslighting. Y'all purposely go on here acting a certain type of way because you're trying to get camera time.
Yeah,
you purposely propose it because you want to keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what was your question?
I was gonna have you explain it to us.
Oh,
I was like, yeah, no. Before the other news, CBS is developing the first black daytime soap opera in 35 years. I have not watched a soap opera since I was 10 years old, and I had to spend a summer in Holly Springs, Mississippi, and there was nothing else on, and I got really hooked on Young and the Restless. And I thought, this is bull crap. I'm going to go to school. I'm not going to know what's going to happen.
How y'all going to say this the first? Tyler Perry don't give y'all nothing but soap operas.
But he don't do daytime soaps. He does primetime soap operas.
He does primes, yeah.
Yeah. The project is titled The Gates, and it follows the lives of a wealthy black family living in a posh gated community. The show will be produced by CBS Studios/NAACP Production Venture.
I'm going to watch it,
too. In partnership with P&G
Just
Studios.
Just because.
Oh, yeah, you got to. The Gates will be running. Yeah, I want to see it. I was always, I really want a documentary. Not surprised we haven't got it. On soap operas. Like, how do they work? Because as a child, and even now, is it really every day? Like, is there reruns of soap operas?
The only time I will see a rerun of a soap opera would be like a holiday.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. But I was like, how do you write them? Like, for something that airs every day, I get that they have large casts, so not everybody needs to be in every episode. But man, and it gets deep. And I'm like, fam, this is gonna go.
Listen, all my children used to be my shit.
My mom was a One Life to Live. She was a Tina and Kurt. Court.
I watched a little bit of One Life to Live, and I didn't watch no parts of General Hospital. But all my children used to come on at 12. And during the summer is when I started watching it, because it would be like the only time that me and my mom would be home at the same time.
Yeah.
Because she used to work 3 to 11. So when I used to get out of school, she would be gone. So in the summer, I would be up, and that would be the time where she's like getting ready for work. She'll be like curling her hair. So I would sit and watch all my children with her from 12 to 1, and then she would leave to go to work. And I just got, it was actually right after I graduated high school. I just got hooked on watching it. And I watched it for quite some time. I think I watched it until they canceled it, maybe. Maybe. Or maybe I watched it for a little bit and I stopped and then came back.
What was the
My
one?
My favorite character was Greenlee. Now, imagine when I came in at a certain part, people did not like Greenlee. So I wasn't 1,000% sure, but I had liked her when she came back. And I think I might have checked out when she left again. Not quite sure.
I was trying to find, what was that one soap opera that came a little later that was just doing nothing but like science fiction and stuff like that? Was it called Passions? I think that's what it is called. Charity Goes to Hell, because I'm on TV Line. They got the wildest soap operas. Desperate to have Miguel alter herself, Kay banished his girlfriend Charity to the bowels of hell via a portal in her bedroom closet. When this plot failed, Kay moved on to Plan B, trapping Charity.
No, real talk. When the soap operas, when a plot failed, they just brought the bitches back like nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or you get said, you need to go do something, going to kill you off for about 3 months. And then you're going to come back and they're going to be like, whole time you was in a coma, but nobody knew who you were. You didn't remember your name.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh no, this is their twin brother or sister you didn't know existed.
Yeah. And people eat it up?
It's because you just know. Like, soap operas, it's like, the difference between like Tyler Perry stuff is like, Tyler Perry be acting like you give me good writing. And then soap operas, you just know it's going to be bullshit. So you're like, I'm okay with watching this because I know what I'm getting myself into.
Well, he ended up trapping Charity in a block of ice and replacing her with an evil zombie lookalike. So that's the end of that chapter.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Real Housewives of Potomac. Was this the last night? How many more nights they got in the DR? Was this the last night?
This was their last night, I think, in the DR.
I think last time we didn't talk about what kind of looked dope was the golf. The glowing golf.
That did look fun.
I'm like, oh, I could have rocked with that. I could do that. This episode.
I got to get to Top Golf this summer. I ain't been in a bit.
Where is it at? Oh, here we go. So, this episode, there was a few things that happened. Mia, giving her more of herself. Mia is a spitfire. She was talking about selling feet pictures, and she also called Amber a gold digger. Ashley, who the hell is Amber?
I'm like, Amber, who is that?
Oh, but you know what? Before we get to Ashley and her marriage or whatever, I like the fact that Karen checked Giselle. Because Giselle was feeling some type of way about Wendy and Candace. And Wendy was like, nah, you don't need them. We don't have issues. I'm going to keep my mouth shut, even though she said I would never send my kids to Florida. But when Giselle approached Karen about the topic, Karen said, you have a mouth. You could have said something, too. Like, don't be coming at me. I said, you're right. You are really right.
Come on, Karen. And I like it. She was like, y'all make faces, too.
Yeah, don't try to act like you and Robin are, you know, goody two-shoes or whatnot. So then the groups got split. And I'm a fan of old girl, too. Kiana. Because, what was it? Robin and Giselle tried to ask if Wendy badmouthed her. She was like, nah. Mm. And then Aneka was giving her the third degree. She's like, look, you can be mad. Like, fam, I told you what it was. I don't care. And she's like, you all in the pot. Like, not really. She was just, and then I was like, Aneka, it's you. You the problem.
Listen, can we get rid of her? Here's the thing. The one thing I say about us people who watch the show, we always fans. I just want to get rid of people, right?
Yes.
I'm like, if it wasn't for this person, there wouldn't be no drama.
Exactly.
There would be nothing to talk about.
Let's see. Yeah, put Ashley through our paces. That this one. All right. So it's looking like that the reason why Ashley has prolonged this divorce is due to financial restraints. And
I am so confused. Does she not make money from this show?
That's what I don't get. Right? Or does she not make enough to for the lifestyle she wants to portray on television? Right? And then here's what I don't get too. When she was having this FaceTime call with him, and then he like went black on her because he's like, I don't want to be filmed. All right. I know Ashley knows, but don't they know too? Like, we could probably film you, but it's not going to make air. I don't feel like you don't got to do the extra once you have made it a point, like, don't film me, to cut off the camera on her. And then we got this whole, and it's, again, it feels like I'm watching a reality TV from people who don't know they're on reality TV. So when we learn that Karen's trainer is former football player Vernon Davis, and Ashley says she has a relationship, I'm like, no matter what her and Vernon did, she is not about to say this, because he will, like, you know, I would like, no, put my name in that, blah, blah. But I was here. I did like that, Giselle said. Ashley don't like black men. And then we went to commercial. So I was like, what was Ashley's response to that or whatever?
Right.
But she did say, like, he's handsome and all this and blah, blah. I wonder, I guess Vernon Davis does got to live in that area, right? If he's. So why do you think, because it's Karen's trainer, right? Why does she have a trainer who's not a trainer?
Who's the freak? No, Karen is weird. I love the grind knob, but she a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs sometimes.
She can't.
I don't know why you would choose. I mean, and not that there's nothing wrong with that, because he's an athlete. I'm sure he has trained and worked out. So it's not like he's incapable of training her. But it is, like, if you're looking for a trainer, unless this just came about, like, I don't know how y'all are friends, but y'all cool. You was like, hey, I just really want to get into working now. You know, I do that as my side hustle. I can help you.
Yeah, I wonder if it's more of workout partner versus trainer. Meaning, I do his workout with, you know, less weights and less intensity or whatever, whatnot, than him actually being like, I got my training license. I can get you as big as I got myself or whatever. Anything else that happened in the episode that we need to discuss? What was Sharice mad about next week? I know we're gonna find out next week.
I have no idea.
Slamming the table, I feel like, oh, I need to be out here.
They be wanting her to be on the show so bad.
They really forcing it. And I like, we don't, it's fine. Y'all got Kiana, y'all got Aneka. I'm fine with this. We don't.
And I don't need Aneka.
Yeah, but I feel like maybe Wendy needs, everybody needs a rival.
Oh, did you see, I don't know, Ashley did this like live or post or something from her car. It's given very much like she might not be next season. I don't know. She was kind of saying, and then even on this episode,
oh, like, she ain't never getting divorced.
It was kind of like a little montage for her, like it was a wrap.
She ain't getting divorced then, if that's the case.
Hell no.
Nah, it would be. Smart
for
her.
I'm just so confused because, like, are you not getting paid for this show? Are you not using your money wisely from this show?
That could be it too. That could be it. I guess congratulations to Drea, who confirmed that she's 7 months pregnant by a 22-year-old.
Hey, do your thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, a lot of people will be mad at her because, quote unquote, she took advantage of a young man. He is a man. You got to be, if you're going to be upset, it's none of really our business, but you got to look at the kid like, fam, you're 22, you got this big ass contract. What is you doing? Like, what is you doing?
Why? Let me not say that because I'd be a hypocrite. Never mind. Go ahead.
Anything? I think that might be. I'm looking through this little list. Sister Wise, Lindsay, Kristen. Who is this person? Oh, this is from Love Hip Hop, me, Real Housewife of Miami. I was like, who is this? This lady? I don't know her. I think that's it. I don't see anything else in here that we need to talk about. I mean, we don't care about Deion Sanders' daughter being pregnant by Jacquees.
Who?
Deion Sanders' daughter.
Oh, Deion Sanders. I didn't know who you said. Okay.
Because, oh, a couple of weeks ago, her and Dreezy were fighting over this man. So, the king of R&B.
Wow.
All right. That is, I believe that is it. You can tweet me at One and Only Can Tweet Shell.
And say, Shell, you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on the Snappity Chat at iMeals with the Z Shell.
Are you, wait, before we get out of here, you planning your party already for the Mike Tyson fight? Because it's on Netflix and we all just get it.
Live?
Yes, it's going to be on Netflix live. He's going to be fighting Jake Paul.
I did see who he was fighting. I did not know it was on Netflix. I did not know it was going to be live. And I don't know when it is. So tell me.
It's July? I think
Mike Tyson like 1,000.
He is 57 years old. You're right. that's almost 1,000.
I know. You know what? Who he fighting? How much?
The YouTuber. 30-year difference.
Now I'm not gonna say that automatically the younger fella gonna win. Not saying that, but the likelihood of this person. And why would you, Mr. Tyson, want to go out like that?
I don't know.
Real fight. This ain't like a fight for charity or something.
No, it was
like,
going to be in Dallas at...
When is the last time Mr. Tyson fought?
When Triller and them was doing their little fights. Remember, you'd be like, you get a fight. July 20th is when it happened. So I think he'll be 58 by that time too. Because his birthday's in July. So he'll be 58 years old. I don't know when Jake Paul, right now there's a 30-year difference. It's 57 to 27 right now. I have no idea what Jake Paul's birthday is. Yeah, well, speaking of which, I just thought to myself, yo, Versus really messed up a couple of years ago. Y'all should did all y'all could to get JD and Diddy in that Versus. Nah, we ain't never gonna see that shit.
Yeah.
Never. I'm like, y'all shouldn't have been playing around. Time is of the essence. All right. Check out our other podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe, support on Patreon. Until next time, guys, I say peace. She says,
bye.